It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Born August 24th in Tipton, Missouri, our next guest is an actor who has turned in scene-stealing performances in such films as Run, Ronnie, Run, Anchorman, Talladega Nights, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Thank You for Smoking, The Goods, and many more. And now he's back in town, gearing up for this weekend's Big Slick Celebrity Weekend to benefit Children's Mercy Hospital. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, David Koechner.
Oh, you devastatingly
good morning.
By the way, it's Wednesday. It's not Thursday. The weekend's got me screwed up. You're here early for Big Slick.
Yes.
I'm really excited about that. And this event is going to be possibly the biggest one that's ever been.
You know, it gets bigger every year. I just want to say, first of all, it was so sweet to hear a longtime friend of the show. And it's true.
Yeah.
Because it's been a few minutes. It's very nice.
15 years since the first time we met face to face.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, you had a few more years of that on the phone.
Right.
But, yeah. No, but I mean, prior to
that. You guys would get me up.
Yes.
They're so mean to me.
Oh. No.
Jake would call, hey, can you do Tuesday? Tuesday what? What time?
Oh.
Well, it'd be 5:30 your time.
Like, I know. It's I found the picture of you and I at the very first Big Slick.
Really?
Yeah, at Royal Stadium playing ball, and it's a great photograph.
That other, we used to do it in that small field.
That's right, just outside of Kauffman. Now you guys play the big house.
I know, right?
Dude, and as a kid, you grew up here, so you clearly had to have gone to the stadium.
Well, no, I'm from Tipton, remember?
Right, but did you never come to see the Royals?
My dad was not a big baseball guy.
Mine either, but I got to go twice.
Okay,
as
twice?
A kid. Yeah, I got to go twice as a kid.
Yeah.
But see, to me, that would be, what a thing to walk out on that field.
That is cool. It's surreal. It really is.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, well, what can I put my foot on the grass?
Yeah.
Is that okay? You know, stuff like that. And then,
it's
and then we go out there and do the seventh inning stretch and sing the song. That's surreal because you've got a huge stadium full of people you're playing to.
Do you worry about your actual play? Or does that?
No.
Because, I mean,
anyone taking this serious really shouldn't.
No.
No. So,
although there's a few, like that first one, because George Brett, Matt Cassel, Trent Green.
Yep.
I mean, there were some real players on that. We were like, oh boy, here we go.
Yes, they can't help but be competitive.
Yeah.
I was just talking, Mahomes was there, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
And knocked one out.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
That's fun for the audience, right?
But you say Tipton. I mean, Tipton's only, how far from KC?
Two and a half.
Is it that far?
Yeah.
Because that's on the way down to the lake for me.
It's a half an hour north of the Lake of the Ozarks.
Yep.
Right.
And I always think you, whenever we go make that turn,
uh-huh.
And I think, for whatever reason, because I know that you're turkey coops, right?
Yes, you get it. Good mind. Nice.
I remember all that.
My brother took over the business, and now he sold it to his son. So third generation of Koechners running Koechner Manufacturing there.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And that's pretty rare.
Yeah.
That really is, like, I don't care what you make, to have the ability to have your own company and do that, that's pretty large.
I started working for my dad there when I was 7. And I'm not kidding.
Right? No,
it's a metal fabrication plant with machines and welders. what am I doing here?
No, you're violating child labor laws. That's what you're doing, man.
I remember he did mention, listen, if anyone from OSHA comes, you just go to the bathroom.
Dude, see, you had to, see, at seven, you were out there working. Because I was thinking, man, my dad definitely put us to work when we were kids.
Yep.
And but we didn't own a company, so it was basically just horrible housework, yep. terrible chores. My dad yep. didn't know how to raise kids, so whenever Who my mom does? Was out of the picture, my dad would just give us military style stuff. He'd wow. tell you had to be up at 0700. Wow. And you're like, yeah, I don't. I'm only eight. Yeah. I don't know what an 0700 is.
And no, I don't. Please let me sleep.
Yeah. yeah. And then it would be just he would just give you things to do all day, so he didn't have to. You know,
all the so yeah, he didn't have to.
You were just busy,
right?
The entire day.
And now the challenge is get the kids off their phones.
Oh,
you know.
Well, you remember we were raised on hose water neglect.
Yes, 100% hose.
Get out!
I was just talking to some guy whose wife was pregnant, and she was craving hose water. Swear to God,
dude, I still love it.
Weirdest thing to crave.
You know that? You know what I crave sometimes because it's a memory of a little kid. It's well water when we grew up in Hayes, Kansas.
Okay,
there's that certain taste to it, to super ice cold well water. Man, you'd go out in that backyard and you'd be so hot and you weren't allowed to go back in the house. So you'd hit that little tap and just in that water would be ice cold, but it tastes kind of like nickels.
Yes, like nickels.
Yeah.
I love that you know what nickels taste like.
But yeah, that was it as a kid, right?
Yeah.
And so you definitely, you had made up your mind at an early age.
Yes.
I'm going to go.
I'm leaving. I think I told you that years ago. When I was 10, for whatever reason, I knew I was leaving. I don't, something inside me said, you're going. I knew I had to live in the city. And I thought, I'm going to miss my family and friends, but I have to go.
Yeah.
And then by the time I was 13, I decided, no, I'm going to be in show business. Now, I didn't tell anybody because you're in Tipton.
Right. You know who you're going to tell?
You're not going to be in show business.
Right. Right.
Just take another beat down.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, I mean, that's real.
That's true.
And you ended up, was it first stop was Chicago?
Yes. Moved to Chicago when I was 24. Started taking classes at Second City and the Improv Olympic. Best decision I ever made.
Of course.
My greatest friends of my life. Had the best time of my life there, just doing shows 5 nights a week. It was
Isn't
incredible.
Isn't that it? Yeah. That feeling that the world is wide open.
Yeah.
That feeling of like, I don't know if I'm going to win. I'm going to lose. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know anything could happen.
Well, you know, when you're on stage, you know right away whether it's working or not.
Right.
And when it does work, you know, you're very happy. And then you're like, hey, I'm good at this.
Yeah. I like want to do that again.
Yeah.
That drug, that's a real one, man.
That's true.
It's because I was 18. I just knew I had to get out. Like I knew if I stayed, I was going to meet a girl. She'd get pregnant, whatever job I had. I could literally see it in front of me.
Wow.
Even as a kid, I just saw the same people driving up and down the road the same time.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday and Saturday night.
You know everyone's truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I moved out. And I told you this. I lived at 6711 Yucca Street, Yucca and La Palmas, like in Hollywood. So right over there off Highland.
Yeah.
And 86. Yeah.
By the church.
Yeah, yeah, just down the street from that. There's a church, the donut stop. That bus stop was where I used to take the bus to Hot Tar Roof every day.
Wow.
And
really? But, that was your job?
Yeah, yeah, that was the only job. So I'd ride the bus, switch buses, get there, work 8 hours,
you
come back,
same
thing.
You didn't have a car in Los Angeles?
No, I moved there with $200. Dude, I went over to MIT, that Musicians Institute.
Yeah, you did?
And pulled a number off the wall and got went to Department 101. And I slept in the dining room for almost 2 years.
You're kidding.
Yeah. But I
no
just
one knew.
No, they knew. But I mean, you know, you just that he wanted a roommate. So I just got, that's where I slept. They gave me a mattress and I just, that was what you said.
Oh, someone's dining room, not the dining hall.
No, okay. No. Okay. I took a number off the, it was student. So all the students were over there.
Okay.
So years later, I start talking to the the guys from Steel Panther.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to Satchel Russ and I go, I used to live next door to Paul Gilbert from Mr. Big. And he goes, oh, he was my roommate. I go, yeah, but I lived there in 1986 and then I lived in 101. He goes, yeah, no, I lived there,
oh my
and
God.
He goes, and we were neighbors. We no doubt saw each other.
Wow!
But we never talked to Paul. He was too big of a deal,
okay.
Right? He was a superstar. Now he was nice, I'm sure, but we wouldn't even have approached him,
right?
And but I lived in the very first apartment on the right, and he lived in the second.
Wow!
And years later, you find out it was that close.
Yeah, you hear about people being roommates that are just odd, like Al Gore and
that's right.
What's his name from Men in Black?
Yes.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
Thank you, man.
It was Tommy Lee Jones. That's right.
God bless you. And I just, there's some kid that's got this podcast that's very interesting, and he'll link people's history. Chevy Chase, his roommates in college were the guys that became Steely Dan.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Dude, it is weird the people you run across.
Like, how did, yeah, how are they? They were roommates, and they both, one goes on to be vice president of the United States.
Yeah.
And the other guy's just, you know, an actor.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I think I'd rather be Tommy Lee Jones. Honestly, I think if you have to, I really love Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, speaking of actors, let's run down this list of
well,
big slick.
Do you have it? This year is crazy.
This is going to, I've got a partial list.
Okay, there you go. And this is just partial. I love it.
You know, like Jeff Ross is coming off the Tom Roach, the greatest roast of all time. Uh-huh. There. I mean, that's, tell me you didn't love that.
It was pretty, it was long.
Yeah, well, for me, and you're a comedian, you know, to me, you could have let it go after Glazer, after Nikki, because she just sawed this whole thing off. She just cut it off at the legs, and I was like, you are devastating. I just think she's amazing, man.
And Tony Hinchcliffe killed it, too.
Yes, he did.
That was great. I did his show in L.A. that Sunday. Was that a Thursday? Yeah.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
And then he had a show. I was out of town, and then I went and did his show, and he was on top of the world. It was great.
When you guys get together to think about this, you start asking friends to come out. You and Paul and Rob and Stone Street and Heidi, you guys start going, hey, you start into the circles, and it's got to be so much easier now than in the beginning.
Because
you know, you're like, would you like to come to Kansas City? And everybody wants to do a good thing. Everybody wants to help a kid. That's in your heart. But still, it's you're in Los Angeles. You're having the time of your life. You're working. Everybody's not like, oh, boy, that does sound great, Dave.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to Kansas City for 3 days.
It's not one night. Yeah. It's 3 days.
Yeah.
We have you.
But once they did it, that first year, it exploded. People started to come back. Legends and friendships and storylines. Like you really see the people come through. That how many times has Latrulio been in?
Oh, I don't know.
You know?
It's hard to say, right?
I mean,
people do come. They expect to be brought
Pollock.
Back.
We've Pollock got, comes in and out.
Oh, like, yeah, every time. Know. We've got 60, right, Beth, this year?
It's a lot, yeah.
60.
Yeah. Adam Scott, Al Roker, Sam Levine, Baron Corbin, Kansas City. Of course, Patrick Mahomes is back.
Yep. You know, you find out more and more people are from here, and you don't, you know, this has a ton of talent. It's not a surprise, but just the number of people that have made it, pardon me, in show business from Kansas City is incredible. We could field an entire SNL cast just with who we've got.
Heidi Gardner now.
Heidi, yeah, exactly. 100%. She's one of my hosts. Yeah.
Isn't
who else
crazy?
Is on your list there? Let's go through let's get some more names.
Oh, well, Weird Al's back.
Nice.
Dude, how good is that, dude?
Is he the sweetest soul ever?
Dude, he is such an interesting, amazing story. Everything about that guy, I think, is incredible. The odds, let's face it, the odds, and he is the godfather, the master, the grand poobah of parody songs.
Yep.
I mean, radio didn't know parodies before Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's an accordion, and he's not what you call a classically handsome guy. Like nothing, you know, if you were to look at that on paper and be like, okay, I have an act, he's an accordion player. He's going to do songs, but he's going to change the words.
Right.
It's going to be the biggest thing you've ever seen. He's going to sell out arenas. How many Grammys does Weird Al Yankovic have
now? I don't know.
Dude, it's like...
We'll probably find out.
It's 8, 10.
Is it really?
It's some absurd amount of Grammys. And maybe I'm a little hot on that, but but what a good human being.
He's such a sweet guy. You don't know what you're going to get. He's quiet and sweet and just wonderful. And he'll remember your birthday.
See, people like that.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I can't remember. Like, I'm terrible.
Yeah.
Nine? I was right. I had 9 Grammys.
We also have Grammy winner Sheryl Crow.
That's right.
Back this year. How many does she have?
Hold.
David Cook will be there. George Wendt, of course, will be there. From Stern Show, Richard Christie, who's just, you know, he's just from down in Chanute.
Is that right?
Yeah. So Richard Christie on Howard's show, he plays a great role and he's a great part of it, but he's just down the road in Chanute. I met him. He was with a metal band, like a metal band called Iced Earth.
Oh, boy.
And I met him at Sandstone probably almost 20 years ago. And before he'd ever done any radio, he was the drummer.
Okay.
For Iced Earth. And it's just his whole story. He's a super weird guy, too. He's a wonderful, wonderful cat, man. It's just this group of people, when they get together and you guys walk up on that stage, nobody knows what's going to happen. You have a rough idea.
Yep.
There may be some song sung. There's some ideas, some rough stuff, but you cannot. It's like herding cats.
It's true. And the spontaneity is so much fun. And,
yeah.
You know, everybody's willing to just pitch in and make a show. It's pretty incredible.
I mean, but when is there another time when this group of people would ever get together?
Never.
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 I mean, for real, never.
For real. Yeah. 60 celebrities? Really?
And
you don't have that many in a golf tournament.
And real ones.
Yes.
But real, like, real human beings. When I say real celebrities, I mean real humans. Real good human beings who come in to go over, you guys go over to Children's Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this the other day, that with Baron Corbin, the wrestler who's from Kansas City. And, you know, you don't, it's never, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a good time. You know what I mean? It's a hospital and there's little kids and they're sick. But everything I hear when you guys come back, when you do something like that, there's a real joy in it about relieving the boredom of those kids, about helping and making them feel better, about giving them a little respite from that never-ending grind of being in a
hospital.
And
the parents, too, because the parents, you know, they're going through a tough time.
Yes.
You know,
what could be worse?
Your kid doesn't, they don't really know the consequence. I'm sick. I'm here at the hospital. They don't process it like we do, like, this could go not the best.
Right.
And so, you know, to lift people up is really the big part of it. And the staff there at Children's Mercy, too, they get excited when we come by.
I think that's the hook why you see so many people return. Yes, it does great work. $20 million plus dollars for Children's Mercy Hospital here in Kansas City. But I think what really grabs everybody by their heart is the faces on those little kids, on the faces on the parents. So knowing that you really are making a difference, you really are changing some things, and you're bringing some joy. You can't, unfortunately, take the illness away from people, but you can fund research, you can give better facilities, and you can bring joy into their hearts, and you bring awareness. And it really, it's a meaningful place.
It
is. And charity. And, you know, all charity is very nice, but not all is equal. And I really mean that. Like, I see what you guys do. I see how the money works. I see what everybody does, and they do it for the joy of helping. And it really is putting good in this world.
Thank you for saying that. That's very sweet.
I've watched this since the beginning, and I absolutely love it.
And, you know, there's nobody in this town that isn't touched by Children's Mercy Hospital, either themselves personally or their neighbor or, you know, relatives. So,
yeah
it's good work.
Oh, the first time, and I don't know if you guys listening, if you've ever known of a sick kid, like, I had a buddy. We just ride motorcycles together. It was a fairly rough crew. He had two really great little daughters. And the littlest one, Mick, was just, she was always small anyway. Sideshow bob hair, sticking straight out. Just a little bitty knucklehead. So cute and so small. She got that rotavirus.
Okay.
And so I was going to go by and see her. And I've already been a paramedic at this time. I've been through the ringer on this stuff. But I was so unexpected. I came around the corner, and she was so little in that bed, I burst into tears, and I scared her because I just wasn't expecting my own reaction. I'd known her just as this little kid, but she was suddenly so still and so frail and so vulnerable that I had to leave the room.
Yeah.
And it really left a huge impression on me. The way the nurses speak with the children, the way the doctors handle, the way the rooms are painted, the way they're colored, the way the hallways look, everything is about helping those kids have some level of comfort, some level of security, just some way to take away the fright that comes with being outside of your home.
Right.
You know, it really is. $20 million.
Yeah. And, it it makes a difference, which is really nice.
Yeah.
You know, so... Yeah, good cause.
Yeah, you can't change the world. Everybody will sell you that. Every cynic, right?
Right.
But you can change a kid's world.
You can change something.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So it's bigslickkc.org. Pardon me.
Are you dying? Do you have tuberculosis?
Not yet.
You've been working in the mines?
There's some in the ante room, right?
Yes.
I'll pick up a cup. I'm going to pick up a cup of tuberculosis.
You've been hammering the road. You've been out working on stand-up, man, which is good.
I'm doing 40 dates this year.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
That's
great. You know, five kids, and the twins are going to college next year. Twins.
No, they're not.
Yeah, it's not like one at a time. How about two?
Oh,
and you just got your license. Okay, there you go. Everybody gets a car.
I just had to put all the age in my head together.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is how long we've known each
other.
That's
true. Right.
Golly. And twins, only thing I know about that is I have a good friend, I've told you, it's got triplets.
Oh, boy.
And it's like watching a human being wither to nothing. At one point, I was like, are you going to live? he didn't have any kids, and then he had triplets. I was like, you don't look like you're going to live.
It's true.
He just withered. And you guys, you think you have five kids.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and you, I think you would have 10 if you could.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I've
you
never
can
met.
Still,
but you,
I can't,
yeah, no, but you are.
You can buy kids.
You are so. That's one of the things I remember first knowing about you was your love of little kids. Like you were committed, so crazy, so Like, that was it. And I remember thinking, man, this guy's, he's trying to, you know, do Hollywood. He's trying to navigate this, right? You know, and it's faster to move as a loner, right?
Yep.
But so you, but you're expanding at all times. I was like, holy cow. Like,
I'm a loner in a pack of kids.
Yeah, yes, you are, man. The lone wolves.
Yes.
Yes. But that's pure Kansas City out into the entertainment industry. Yeah. You know, it's family, right?
Yeah.
Just like you, you know, did you know Sudeikis and Riggle and Rudd?
Yes.
Prior to L.A. or?
Well, no, not prior to L.A.
Okay, everybody kind of then realized they were all Kansas City and surrounding.
Yeah. So I met Riggle. I think I went back to visit Will on SNL or something like that. And then we had dinner and Riggle was there. It was the first time I'd met him. He went to school with my ex-wife here in KC. And so that's the first time I met him. Then obviously I met Paul at Anchorman. I was thinking SNL. Yeah, I was on that too. But on Anchorman, it's the first time I met Paul. And then Sudeikis, I think he was a Second City guy. I may have met him briefly in Chicago. And then there was some other event I saw him at. So yeah. And then Stone Street was a student at the IO in LA. That's where I met him. It's nuts how
Stone Street is, because we see the character on television, so we get a very distinct image, which is not him at all.
No, not even.
You know, but I've got that 30 acres known as Disgraceland, right? Uh-huh. And he's out buying land, cutting down trees. He's got chainsaws. We're talking about flamethrowers and heavy equipment. And you would talk about a dude who'll go out and do it. Like, he really loves that business,
chopping wood.
Man.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. He didn't buy a barn from somewhere else and have it brought to
God
his...
only knows.
Yeah.
God only knows.
What's going on out there?
You know, and Riggle...
We should really investigate.
We absolutely... I've tried to. He's you know, I've been like, you come over and see my land. Then we'll go over and see yours. We'll go over and explore each other's trails. It's odd.
Let's dig a ditch together. Do your properties adjoin?
No. Okay. I bought out by the Speedway I don't know, 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Okay.
And there's no house out there. I literally bought raw land that had never had any improvement on it and started to cut trails and roads. I put a building up and I cannot tell you why.
Ah,
I just did it because...
You just have to.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I just started to really get into... changing things. Like I do it real thoughtfully and carefully. Like I'll clear one area out, we'll grow some grass, we'll rebuild the pond, we built the dam up again. We did do stupid stuff like zip lines and get it lined
that's
out for fireworks.
Stupid. That's
but
fun.
You know, yeah, well, it's fun until someone dies.
So I'm gonna say, wait. You have a zip line and you shoot fireworks at people
sometimes. You know, I own 5 flamethrowers, Kim.
I did not know Kechner. That.
It's
5.
It's no, 5.
Why?
Different sizes and backups.
Backups.
Dude, there's one I've got that'll dump 3 gallons of gas in 6 seconds.
What?
120 feet. It's horrifying.
It is Disgraceland.
It is.
Very nice.
Oh, I've got a gate that's 20 feet wide.
Oh,
and 18 feet tall in steel that says Disgraceland across
awesome.
The top. That was a gift.
I read the other day, isn't Graceland up for sale or something?
No, somebody tried to kind of dupe them into, they were trying to foreclose on it. It was just a business scam, but they got it all shut down.
Oh, it was a scam.
Yeah.
Okay.
So listen, we got to get back on track. You and I are going to end up in here building a fort out of couch cushions.
Cushions, yes. Every time.
You, Big Slick.
They're sweaty cushions. Yes, Big Slick.
I know, but it's so comfortable in there and close. It's quiet. Mm.
And it's like a sweat lodge, remember?
Yeah. Our visions.
We're doing spiritual journeys. We don't even need ayahuasca.
No, no. I may have some. I may have some. I may have some.
Is it legal in Missouri?
No, sir.
Nothing's legal here, is it?
I did tell you I did. I mean, weed is legal in Missouri.
But it's not legal to be a woman here, right?
No, that's right. You can't be a woman. That's right. Not have a job.
Slip my agenda.
No,
in.
You have to be a homemaker. As long as you stay at home, you're okay. Did I ever tell you I did ayahuasca in Peru?
No, you didn't. Maybe did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to Peru, Iquitos, Peru.
Okay.
And I will tell you. Goddamn!
Yeah. Did you have a guide?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to hire a shaman.
Oh yeah.
And we were in Iquitos. We found a guy, and they literally had us go to his house at night.
Wow.
He didn't speak any English, so he had an interpreter, which makes it double weird.
Yes.
And then we're not really in his house. We're in the shed behind his house.
Uh-huh.
And you get in there, and he's mixing it up, and he gives you your cup, and it tastes terrible. And I've done a lot of psychedelics over the years because I had a bit of a misspent childhood. And it was the whole kit and caboodle. Like it was all of it. I will tell you, for real rolling, like hot, probably 4.5-5 hours.
Wow.
And you were still sketchy at 7.
Yeah.
But yes, you're going to throw up. You're probably going to feel the urge to poop your pants a little bit. Yeah. I managed to make it out. That was very
nice. Out of the shed?
Yeah, but you're going to cry. You're going to think of a lot of things. You're going to have a lot of feelings.
Wow.
Yeah.
My son, so he's going to do a language immersion. He's going to go to Costa Rica. So my daughter, Audrey's going to go to college in Boulder, and that's cheap. And then Sergeant's going to go to Costa Rica, Guatemala, and Peru.
Excellent.
To do a language immersion. Isn't that amazing?
Dude, and I loved Peru. I loved it so much, man.
I'll have to visit him.
Maybe you really should.
Come with me.
Listen,
I can show you. We'll go visit him in Peru.
I can show you the place.
There's the shed, and then you walk the other way.
Dude, it's a...
Good luck, Hector.
Dude, they have this really rich camps out there. And
oh, yeah?
Like, really high-end ayahuasca camps. Like, that's what you do. Like, so they really take care of you. They pamper you.
It's a hospital.
Yeah, I was in a shed behind the guy's house. I could gave him $50 or $100. Like...
Whatever was in your pocket.
Yeah, that was it. We were walking around Iquitos, Peru, asking people how we could do it. And they finally pointed us, that's how you can go, and that's how it can happen.
What are these two gringos?
Yeah, totally.
Hey, backpacks. Yeah, we're not cops. No. Just asking every person in town.
Yeah.
Who knows what you
took? I didn't know. And thank God, I think... When we were in Cusco, acclimating before climbing Machu.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah, we went to Machu Picchu and Huayna.
Wow.
And this is such a weird side note. You know, and again, it was legal to do the ayahuasca, so I'm pretty careful about stuff. I don't need to go to jail. It is legal to possess 2 grams of cocaine in Peru. I wouldn't tell your son. I wouldn't tell anybody that. Not that he would, but still, I was like, what? And my first thought was...
Grown.
My first thought was, so we could have 4?
Yeah.
It was like me and him. I was like, oh. And I was like, God damn. I'm so glad I just went home.
I know, right?
Yeah.
They chew the leaves there altitude sickness, correct?
We did do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course, we were doing it because we're degenerates. We're trying to see what would happen if we
people
just
see right through you. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sick.
I know. I don't feel
I need
so
another
good.
Leaf.
I loved it there, man. Have you traveled at all? Are you just working nonstop?
I'm just right now working nonstop, which is fine. But that's travel.
Yeah.
So, you know, in your 60s, you're supposed to travel.
You're not 60.
Yeah. I'm 61.
Jesus Christ, you look 50.
Did you not listen to the intro?
Yeah. you're eternally young to me.
You're sweet.
No, I mean, like, it's in my head, you look, and I'm not jerking you off, like, I'll do that later when off, but you.
That means we met in my 40s.
You look,
wow.
You were exactly the same to me as the first time I saw you on television. You're saying to me, first time I saw you at a movie, first time I saw you at a TV show. Like, I don't see any difference at all.
Well, that's very kind.
No, I mean it. Like it is amazing.
You hear that, ladies? And I'm single. How is that possible?
Mm. And he's charitable and he's kind. Right? Now, there are still tickets for Big Slick 24. Big Slick KC.
There's, actually, you know what? I think there's less than 100 tickets left.
Are you kidding?
For the T-Mobile Center on Saturday night.
Has it sold out ever completely?
I don't know.
I don't think
this might be the first.
This would be the first sellout. Wow. Well, this will. Hold on, let me pull your mic up here. Which one are we on?
This is Beth, my publicist.
I'm so sorry,
also
Beth.
Works
there
as the
go,
publicist
Beth.
For Big Slick. So
it hasn't sold out this early before, but it's less than 100 right now.
That's a guaranteed sellout.
Yeah.
That's, you understand this. You remember where we started.
Yes.
I mean, that's.
At a casino.
Yes, playing poker.
Playing poker.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's, you talk about how many thousands and thousands of tickets are going to be sold. Mm-hmm. What people are going to see, how they can bid, the auction items that are going to be up for grabs. And have they released a full list of the auction items yet?
There's a silent auction that's open right now. So even if you can't make the event or you're looking for something that's not, you know, super high dollar, there's autographed items, there's visits to late night shows, there's a Today Hustle concert series.
The t-shirts, the Charlie.
Yeah, there's merch at bigslickkc.org.
It's fun for me. I'll be working on a job in L.A. and I'll see someone with a KC Charlie Hustle T-shirt,
right,
from Big Slick, and it's just so awesome. Like, wait a minute, hey,
man! It's SNL visits, it's movie set visits, red carpet. It's go see KU play with Rob Riggle. It's stuff that you could never buy in a million years. It's a once in a lifetime memory. All the money goes to Children's Mercy Hospital. Through the Big Slick, it's a 501c. You guys, if you're a corporation and you want to donate money, you get a great tax break on it. Everything about this is done right, and there's only 100 more chances to go.
Less than 100 for Saturday night.
I
so go get them now.
Why you guys? Why you in so early? For God's sake, by the way.
Beth made me.
I thought it was Thursday. I swear to God, Beth. That's why I was like, it must be Thursday.
It's usually Riggle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Riggle come by. This year. Beth's like, hey, listen, I know you're traveling quite a bit. but I need you to come in on Tuesday night and be up Wednesday morning at 6.
Sure, and then they're going to beat you Thursday. Yeah. They're going to beat you on Friday. That's right. Until the end, you're going to be worked to death.
Go do your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what an incredible, and for those who don't know, and I know you got a role, but you talk about David Koechner and his family. You talk about Rudd and Riggle and Stone Street and Gardner and Sudeikis and everybody's family that gets together for this. And really, I mean, this is an nobody's ever done. I've never seen anything
That's
like
true.
This before.
It is unique, unlike anything else.
Yeah.
Someone asked us if we would franchise this idea for another hospital. I'm like, no. We're just
staying, you can't.
Staying here.
Yeah.
You can't do big, slick.
Well,
whatever.
And I will tell you what you're going to experience, Beth, and I'm sure you've already seen this. People from the outside see it and they go, we should do that too.
Yeah.
And then they go, how do you do it? And you start to explain it to them and they go, oh, I know. No way are we doing that.
Now, you talk about, someone's career, how, if you put this on paper, same for this thing.
Yeah.
Like our families have been the organizers of this for these 15 years. And I don't think they knew what they were getting into.
No way they could have.
Right?
No way.
Because it's just gotten immense. And they're working. It's like a full-time extra
sure it
job.
Is.
Yeah.
Sure it is, man.
Yeah. And so my sister Joan Charbonneau is one is my rep here in KC. And she's, she works tirelessly, comes up with great stuff every year. It's amazing what they do. It's weird for me to come to town and my family lives here now and I'll see them for 5 minutes.
Yes.
Because we're just going from one place to the other. Although, because I'm in early, I'm going to have dinner with them tonight. So that's nice.
You are.
And no, I don't know where. But, I'm
don't
not cooking.
Anyone.
Well, look, I know they've got you going, Beth. I know you got to roll to the next place. But man, I sure is good to see you.
Lovely.
It really
always,
is. But
always lovely.
I know that we missed each other the last few times we crossed paths, but I'm so glad to see your face. You look great. You look healthy. I'm so happy. I'm just like,
if I wasn't, I know you'd come see me.
Right? But I worry. I do. There's no weirder thing I have in my life. I worry about my friends.
If you walk into my house anytime,
it's over.
I'm going to go, what's wrong with me?
So I'm going to see a
certain
screaming.
Why is Johnny here?
The goddamn Reaper's here. I had to tell somebody, AJ, our producer, not for this show, but for the radio station, our guy, a heart attack and quadruple bypass.
What?
So I ended up sitting with him and as everybody from the station did. But I'm starting to feel like that. If I walk in the door, something bad has happened. So I definitely, it's going to be great. This weekend is going to be great.
Good things are happening this weekend. BigSlickKC.org.
Yep.
Yes.
Less than 100 tickets. If you can't get tickets, get on there. You can make a donation. You can go to the silent auction. You can buy merchandise. You can be a part of this.
Be a part of it.
So many different ways, man. Yeah. All right. I love you, brother.
Love you too, man. Thank you so much.
The great David Koechner, man.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.